The gospel reading today, we're told that the shepherds talked to one another and said, let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has been made known to us. They went and found everything as the angels had told them, and they mentioned it obviously to our Blessed Lady and Saint Joseph. The Lady kept these things in her heart, and then they went away praising God for all they had heard and seen. And do you think they went away praising God because they saw a baby wrapped in swaddling clothes and laid in a manger? No. Praise the Lord, we saw a baby wrapped in swaddling clothes. Hey, he was in them just like what the angel said. Cool. No. They saw the goodness and kindness of God. They saw the Savior of the world. They saw the Christ. They understood. Now, it is a marvelous thing to be able to say that they understood what had been told them concerning this child. These were shepherds. These were uneducated, oftentimes very young, the lowest in society people. And they understood. Sometimes we, with all of our education and all of our complexity, we mess the whole thing up. We try to figure it all out. Good luck. You can't. And you never will. This is one of those absolute mysteries that for the rest of eternity you will never, ever fully comprehend. Ever. The humanity of Jesus does not fully comprehend the incarnation. The divinity of our Lord certainly does. His humanity cannot, because this is an infinite mystery and his humanity is finite just like ours. So when they went away and they understood, that's saying something pretty profound. And that's saying something more profound than what most of us are able to say about ourselves. Do we understand? Do we recognize what they did? They saw a baby wrapped in swaddling clothes and laid in a manger. That was a sign. That's all it was the sign. It was a sign of something far greater. It was a sign of one who they were told was the Christ, the Messiah. So they understood. Because if one was going to be the Messiah, he was wrapped in swaddling clothes because he came to die. He was in a manger because he came to feed us. He was in a barn because his humility is infinite. The angels recognized, obviously, what was going on. And for the angels to be rejoicing makes perfect sense. But that a human being would be able to see this and recognize and understand. That they could understand that this is God. That they could understand that this is the goodness, the kindness, the humanity of God. That doesn't even make sense. The humanity of God? How can this be? God in human form. As I asked the people on Christmas morning, how can you see the goodness and kindness of God? Can you see your own goodness and kindness? Or you can see things that point to the fact, oh, this is a good person, this is a kind person, look at what they did. No one can see your kindness. They can see your kind acts. They can't see the kindness. And yet, the goodness and kindness of God have appeared so that the shepherds could see it. The goodness and kindness of God continue to be among us. because the goodness and kindness of God were revealed in human flesh in that little baby in the womb, in the manger. But if that's the case, then the goodness and kindness of God are revealed even more profoundly hidden under the form of a piece of bread in the Holy Eucharist. Do we see the goodness and kindness of God in the Eucharist? I hope so. The shepherds didn't see it with their eyes. What they saw with their eyes was the sign. Remember, that's what the angel told them. This will be a sign to you. But they were told that born to them was a Savior, who is Christ and Lord. So a Savior who is Messiah and who is God. They saw the sign, but they understood at a much deeper level. Just as it says about our Blessed Lady, she kept in mind all these things, pondering them in her heart. They saw with the eyes of their soul. They saw with their heart. Yes, they saw the sign with their eyes, but they understood with their heart. That's where that simplicity worked in their favor, and our complexity gets in the way. Because we keep trying to make something of it that we don't need to. Just accept. Just let your heart be open and accept. Receive the gift that God is giving you, because this is the Messiah, the Lord, the Savior. This is God. And it's not just that his divinity now is hidden under the form of a human baby, but his humanity is also hidden along with his divinity under the form of a piece of bread. And yet, it remains the same person, the one who was born in Bethlehem. The house of bread is what that word means, who is laid in a manger, which is a feeding trough. He came to feed us in the form of a piece of bread. Do you see the sign? An angel doesn't have to tell you that this will be a sign for you, because the Lord told us. And all the signs are right there. He came to die. He came to feed us. He came under the form of a piece of bread. But it is the Lord, the Savior, the Messiah. This can only be understood the way that Our Lady understood, in the heart. Not even in the head. We have to believe with the head. But we're not going to understand with our mind. We are only going to understand with the heart. Want to figure out how that works? Ask yourself if your spouse loves you. Now, there are lots of indicators that your spouse loves you. At least I hope there are. And you can say, well, there's this and that, and that. That doesn't prove that that person loves you. How do you know that that person loves you? Did you figure it out in your head? No, you know it in your heart. How do you know that person who is right there under the form of a piece of bread loves you? With your heart. Heart speaking to heart. Heart loving heart. That's the only way we're going to know. That's the only way we're going to understand. So we have to be able to get inside and allow ourselves to be loved by him so that we can love him in return. That's not something we can think out. That is something we have to receive, and it's something we have to give. And what is received and given is a person, because he is giving his entire person to you. That is how the goodness and the kindness of God have been revealed. In our hearts, we receive him into ourselves. We now know and understand the kindness and the goodness of God, because it's no longer a concept that's out here that our minds can't quite grasp. It is a truth that is in here because we have received him. And what then do we give in return? A person, our own self, because that's the only way. We have to give and receive in a similar manner. If we are receiving a person is what must be given in return. That's the nature of love. That's what he is doing. His goodness and kindness have been revealed in your heart. Now ask yourself, have my kindness and goodness been revealed in his heart? Because I have given myself to him as he gives himself to me? Do I love him as he loves me? That's the only way it's going to be revealed. He knows how much you love him. There is not a problem with that. Question is, does he understand through experience? Guess we can all say he does that too. He knows how much we love him. He understands how much we love him. He wants us to love him with our whole heart and soul and strength. He wants us to give our entire self the way he gives his entire self. He wants us to hold nothing back as he holds nothing back. Ponder that in your heart, because that's the only way these truths can be pondered. Yes, we can grasp them in our head. We can only understand them in the heart. And once understood, once received the goodness, the kindness, and the very person of Jesus Christ, then and only then, with an understanding heart, can we respond in proper manner to give as we have received.